balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking Balance of Nature for several years, and I've recommended it to many, many people, and they're all taking it now. I think it's great for your mind clarity, aches and pains, and sleeping. I'm not getting sick. It really makes so much difference. I'm just scared not to have it right now. You know, I try to eat a good balanced diet to be healthy, but you can't get all the nutrients you need. So this is insurance for me. And I think it's made a huge difference. I think this is so important. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Over here at the Kate Daly Show, we start out each day just dripping in heaps of white privilege. Or as we like to call it, going to work. The show starts now.
I know it's a little bit confusing. It's really important. We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
And my preferred pronouns are he, him, and his. So thank you for sharing yours with me.
Look, there are a lot of dumb people in this country. The problem is when they become governor. Spencer Cox is really proud of this program. Spencer Cox thinks we've had a lot of racism in this country. That's true, by the way. How do we fix it? More racism.
Donald Trump does not represent Republican ideals to me. He's our Mussolini.
Stewart's concerns with Trump run deep. The freshman congressman did, however, have nice things to say about Democrat Bernie Sanders.
But I give him credit for his courage and his honesty.
Traitor! Traitor!
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
Daly Show, last hour on a Wednesday. You are halfway through your week, beyond that, actually, and closer to your weekend. I know you're looking forward to that. I play you a clip on the national show of my actual Republican politicians in my state. And I'm playing this for a reason. You heard my own governor talk about the pronouns he likes to use in addressing himself as him, his, and he. You heard him say that the vaccine, they only cared about speed over accuracy. Yeah, speed over the accuracy of your health or anything. And then you heard Mitt Romney talk about his love for Roe versus Wade and how his mother loved it too. And it's a family legacy to murder babies. You heard people on a plane calling Mitt traitor, which was right on. I could have played a lot of tape on Romney. It makes me quite ill, actually. All the things that he has said and done, and just persecuted Trump. I mean, just persecuted him. And then you heard my own congressman call Trump Mussolini. And the reason I wanted to play this on this hour was to just demonstrate what we're all up against in every single state. And that is, we have a lot of Republican traitors, wolves in sheep's clothing, telling you what you want to hear, yet never standing up for you when it matters. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about the fomented war on race, the manufactured war on race, or what happens in the George Floyd trial, or what happens to policing, and we're going to be talking about that with Susan. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about COVID. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. They will not stand for you, but they will stab you in the back every single time. And they'll show you what a liberal they are, but then we still don't believe it. And I know that you probably feel this way in your state too, and you're having the same problem, because I know across the board, I want to play you the reel I have of the Republican politicians that are standing up. Here goes. Yeah, that was it. Did you all hear that? Nobody stood up. not a one. They're not standing up for you. I don't have a reel. I couldn't. Believe me, if I did, I'd play it. I don't have anybody going in and saying we're going to get rid of the omnibus bill so they can't keep hiding funding, or I'm going to call this race war what it is and stop getting political points, or I'm going to actually do something about it besides wench and moan, because it gives me brownie points. I wish I had a reel of all the things they're doing to give you the truth about everything, but they're not. Hi, Susan. How are you? How's your Wednesday?
Good. I was hoping to hear someone. I was all excited.
She was like, I can't hear it. I'm like, I know.
No. Yeah. I'm sometimes slow on the uptake,
no,
but
no,
how true
not.
Is that? Well, just as you were almost playing that, I remembered.
Playing the non-real.
I remembered who is not sticking up for us. When I look at an article that is called U.S. Post Service Running Covert Operations Program.
Say that again.
The U.S. Postal Service is running a covert operations program to spy on Americans, social media post, and share with agencies. This is on Zero Hedge. The surveillance program operated by the law enforcement arm of the USPS is known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program.
Is this where they take all the pictures of your mail?
No.
Oh.
This is even better.
Oh, God.
This is even, it says, what they have done, they monitored significant activity regarding planned protest occurring internationally and domestically. The work involves having analysts trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as inflammatory postings and then sharing that information across government agencies. So they were looking at include Parler, Telegram accounts, Worldwide Rally for Freedom and Democracy against pandemic lockdown measures. All of these things, they are trolling. They said the ICOP analysts are currently monitoring these social media channels for any potential threats stemming from the scheduled protests and will disseminate intelligence update as needed. So now they are social media police at the post office.
You're going to make me play Springtime for Hitler again. It's just not going to be pretty. Wow.
Well, and somebody from somebody said this seems a little bizarre.
Yeah.
Based on the very minimal information that's available online, it appears that ICOP is meant to root out misuse of the postal system by online actors, which doesn't seem to encompass what they're actually doing. So I'd like our representatives to address something like this. I would be interested to see if they were interested.
Right.
Hard to imagine.
It's hard to imagine that we're putting up with this kind of Stasi treatment, but here we are.
That new things seem to keep popping up out of the blue.
Yes.
So that was just out of the blue.
Yes, I absolutely, yeah.
So you start to think, well,
okay,
how do you start to feel sane when it's just so much negative information?
Yes.
I think one of the things I came across, so I do spend a lot of time online trying to understand our culture, trying to understand who the players are, because a lot of it is actors and players.
It's a stage play.
There is a, yes, it is a stage play. I was so impressed, and I've listened to him before. His name is Brandon Tatum. He is a former police officer.
Yeah, he actually visited our city.
A former NFL player. Super chill guy.
Yeah.
Grew up not affluent at all.
Right.
Put his life together, worked hard. And
but I bet he's a success in black, and so the media ignores him kind of a little bit as people try to, you know, say, listen to him, listen to him, listen to him. And he's listened to amongst conservatives.
He's really listened to, and I think he is changing minds on the black in the black community as well. But they misconstrue probably intentionally, what he's trying to say. They misidentify his intention. But he goes through some of these shootings that we've had. And there was this shooting just yesterday, I believe, in Columbus, Ohio. It was a 16-year-old girl shot by Columbus Police Department. And what happened was, as soon as the shooting happened, social media went wild. The malicious media, I don't even call it mainstream anymore, it's just malicious. They started saying she had dropped the knife and then he shot her. So that was all over the media. Well, fortunately, the Columbus Police Department put out the video, the body cam. And frame by frame, you got to see what happened, which was appalling. It was horrifying. It was a knife attack. It was a knife attack against two people.
Right.
Somebody who ended up on the ground, and then somebody else in a pink suit who was standing against a car while the person pulled their hand up to go and knife them in the neck.
Wow.
Horrifying. In the 13 seconds since the cop arrived, you see him jump out of the car, where to go, because the action's on the ground with the person rolling around, and then he shoots. And you go, what just happened? It looks terrible. Until you see it broken down. So Officer Tatum, it's called the Officer Tatum YouTube channel, goes frame by frame. And he shows you, as a former police officer, all these different perspectives on why this had to happen at this point and what this meant. Now, you get people like Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, gosh, don't say that. I'm going to throw up.
Weighing
Did
in.
Did she rear her ugly little serpent head again?
Oh, geez.
Did she crop up through the little groundhog hole again and have a comment?
Oh, well,
gosh. Evil little twit.
She got on Twitter, blue check mark, and said, just because an officer can use deadly force does not mean the officer should. Let's spend more time responsibly training them to de-escalate violent situations, and if force is required, use the minimum force necessary.
Well, let's just send in social workers. They can just ask how they're feeling about it. When they've got the knife up, we'll just ask how they're feeling about that situation. That's perfect.
It was so. And then she also included a black teenage girl named Micaiah Bryant was killed because a police officer immediately decided to shoot her multiple times in order to break up a knife fight, demand accountability, fight for justice. And other people weighed in and said, you don't need to shoot somebody if it's a knife fight. And I thought,
you're right. Knives only just get the little portion of flesh and that's it, and don't hurt somebody. Really?
She was going for her neck.
Oh my gosh.
She was going for her jugular. So instead of the media saying this officer with amazing shooting, amazingly lightning response, saved the life of the girl in pink. They don't say that.
No.
Isn't her life worth something? So Officer Tatum takes you through that perspective of why isn't her life worth
something? No, I can't wait till they show the kindergarten picture of the assailant.
Yes.
You know how they like to show, you know, not the person they became in order to actually do the act, but, you know, something in the Wayback Machine that shows that they at one time were 3 years old and didn't have any contempt for anybody or want to kill somebody.
That's right.
I always love how they paint the picture. It's just maddening.
Well,
it's maddening.
And what he says correctly is whatever she was in the past, she wasn't that in this moment, right? In this moment.
She was thinking happy thoughts and love.
She was
knife,
not or? What she has been in the past, a happy, cheerful person. She was something different in this moment.
Well, when she's being a psychopath with a knife, we should just let her do that because she's only in the moment.
No.
She's only in the moment. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say.
Like how much I'm feeling this today. I don't know why, but for some reason today, I know I've been a little like sarcastic, snippy today. can't believe we're fighting these same exact battles daily. What do we do about it? I know. But that song just resonates today. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to anyone out there. I can't say it any better than that. Welcome back. I've got Susan here, and so grateful you're with me, Susan. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Susan Reeve, she's awesome. And awesome researcher, too. By the way, get over to mypillow.com. Frank's speech, it's had some issues getting hacked, and kind of expected this because they don't want us to be uncensored at all. But during this week, you'll be able to, you can probably go there right now, actually, frankspeech.com, and sign up. It's going to be a wonderful platform. My show will also be there as one of their podcast shows. And they're just doing something that no one has really stepped up to do. They've said they're going to, but they haven't actually stepped up to do. But Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, has. And he's put his money where his mouth is. So please support that. FrankSpeech.com is the new Facebook for those who actually like to express their freedom in America. And then, of course, go to MyPillow.com. You're going to get amazing sheets and towels and robes and slippers, and Mother's Day is coming up and Father's Day is coming up. You know what? Just get on MyPillow.com because you can do a threefer. You can actually save 30% by using the code Kate. You're going to help this show because Mike Lindell and I have partnered up, and you're going to help this show. You are going to be helping Truth in Radio, and you're going to feel good about that. I know you will. And also, you're going to be helping Mike Lindell sue Dominion, who needs to be sued, and no one else is willing to do it. I give him a lot of credit. And he's also done Frank's speech, and he's also doing mystore.com, which is going to compete with Amazon. That Bezos, I can't even say the word on the air, is he's a hot mess. And I would rather support Mike Lindell 100 times over than ever support the bought and sold Bezos, who's involved in so many corrupt dealings. It's sick. So please, 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 use the code Kate, and that helps the show directly. And you'll know that you're doing something great today. And then you're also going to get these phenomenal sheets and the most highest quality sheets, towels, you name it, whatever you need. There's so many products, even down to dog beds. But you know that you're going to be helping. And I absolutely love that. Please, the code Kate, mypillow.com. Take advantage of it. You get 30% off anyway.
Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
So also, Lindell TV. That's his regular site, LindellTV.com. And he's just come out with Absolute Interference, which shows how the interference between the world governments and countries infected our own election.
Absolute proof, scientific proof. And then this is the latest. This is the
absolute
third installment.
Interference. And so if you go to Lindell TV, the first screen you'll see is live Frank Says, which is his live ongoing shows.
Frank Says.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then to scroll down and you'll see Absolute Interference.
Yep.
And it's free. The sequel to Absolute Proof with new evidence foreign and domestic enemies used computers to hack the 2020 election. And they show the diagrams on the scene of how the information was flowing around. Now, people are mostly not computer people or math people, so they've made it very graphic and easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you have to trust somebody to say, this is what happened.
Right.
Right? And so people are trustworthy. And Mike Flynn has come behind this information as well. He was former director of intelligence for our whole government. So sit back and watch this and absorb the meaning of what this means. It's epic. And now we have that Arizona situation going on where they're going to recount 2.1 million ballots by hand and make sure there's no illegal ballots that are fake ballots. And that's why they did not want the forensic investigators in there. The investigator said, let us go into where the ballots are already being stored. And where they were, and they said, no, we're going to move them somewhere else.
Oh,
so there's been court fight
so
after set. I know. And one of the people who ran down there was one of the Perkins Coie, Hillary's law firm's guy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this big, heavy deep state law firm ran down there. What are they doing down there?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Evergreen, what is your quick 1 minute take on the on the canal thing that happened. The
Suez Canal. What do you think? Listened to a lot of people say a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, somebody who I trust was saying that in these containers you have launchable nuclear devices, launchable, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. so they can be launched right out of the containers. Who knows the kinds of drugs, human trafficking, mm-hmm. weapons that are transported in these things. But I have a feeling, based on something that someone said, that these ships are so well equipped with different sources of energy that if one system goes out, there's all these backups.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to be sitting there, and it said it had no power, suggests to me that there was some kind of an electronic hack of the system for some person. Yeah, for some reason, for some purpose. That's okay. My take.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
Don't hold me to it. Yeah, right. Who
now, I, that's all I wanted. I just wanted your take.
No.
Quick take. And by the way, Pelosi, the statement of thank you for your death,
George Floyd.
Thank you for dying so that we can have this moment in the sun for our political agenda. I don't even know what to say about her anymore. She's never campaigned for her spot other than the first time. Her dad was a mob boss, heavily involved in politics. This is why little Nancy got in the first place. And since the late 1980s, has never campaigned since. Her spot has been locked in. And also thank you to Dominion for that. And then she comes out as Speaker of the House and says, thank you for dying. It served us well. I don't know what to say.
Does that include the billions of dollars worth of buildings that were burned to the ground? Billions of dollars.
And thank you for looting, and thank you for burning cities down because it serves our agenda. She's an interesting little Botoxed thing. I can't even comment because I'll say things on the radio that aren't permitted. And the George Floyd Justice Act. What does this do? You might want to run through this real quick, Susan. You guys, racial justice. Just think about those two words.
So if you remember back.
Okay,
to,
doesn't make sense.
This is on the floor of the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a bill that's been passed to federalize police. To federalize how they're run, to federalize any interaction.
Now we get the agenda.
Yes.
Now we get the agenda.
And it's just, it was ready to go. It was just ready to go.
It's been ready for 20, 30 years. They have wanted this to go through, and they want it all to be held. They do not want any local precincts or any states even running them. They wanted this federal from the beginning. This is why they handed out tanks and all this equipment, military equipment, like candy. It was to tie everyone to the feds so that if the feds wanted to come in, they're like, well, you took our tanks, you took our stuff for pennies on the dollar. And so they were kind of just like Common Core. They were kind of thrown in, like they threw themselves in for the cash, for the thing in this case, sold out. And then, of course, now they have to answer to the feds. Of course, they wanted the police force to go federal. It's a federalized control. It's like having an FBI now. You don't have any other local anybody anymore, right?
Right.
It would all be FBI. That's how you kind of have to look at it.
Yeah, it's officially called the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act of 2021. It's a civil rights and police reform bill drafted by Democrats. You know, Candace Owens made an interesting point. She said George Floyd should not be the symbol of justice because he victimized too many people.
He was in prison for major crimes, and then I think an informant, from what I have surmised from all the things that have come out about him. I get shocked that that never gets talked about. And if you do, it's why are you accusing the victim? Well, they knew each other. They knew each other. Anyway, the cop and George Floyd. But this whole case scenario, I think, was so much of a false flag. Anyway, Go ahead. I just am floored by this act. I'm sorry.
No, it says it's going to grant power to the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division to issue subpoenas to police departments as part of pattern or practice investigations into whether there's been a pattern and practice of bias or misconduct by the department.
They already do this.
Remember, they did this in Arizona.
Yeah, they do this already. It's a check and balance. What else was it? No chokehold or something?
It was no chokeholds, and then prohibit the issuance of no knock warrants that allow police to conduct a raid without knocking or announcing in federal drug investigations.
Okay.
So now, there's a whole bunch of things. There's actually a Wikipedia page on it.
So what they're basically doing, in my viewpoint, is they're mixing in a couple of things that possibly do need some change, and then they're throwing in everything else that should never be done. So that way, it silences those who want to go, well, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute, we could probably re-examine the no-knock, because sometimes I see that taken advantage of a lot. And I see that heavy-handedness going in. But at the same time, the other stuff, the 80% of this, is all agenda in the country that they want to have, that they've projected to have, which is very, very, very much controlled at the helm, and a very violent and chaotic country is really what they want by doing this as well. But they also want the heavy-handed, federalized police to be able to get away with do with whatever they want too. So they actually increase the problem we have instead of solving it.
And BLM has actually complained that they said Joe Biden has sent in more military equipment than Trump.
Yeah.
So, and there's another important
part.
Meanwhile,
BLM goes after capitalism. It's not about the color of the skin. It's about capitalism, too.
It's about affecting the application of what's called qualified immunity doctrine for local and state officers, changing the element which has been used to prosecute police for misconduct from willfully to just knowingly or with reckless regard. So they're changing some language, which is going to make it easier to prosecute police officers. And so,
which means you don't have very many good officers kind of coming in to do the job.
Well, people who are now afraid that every small thing. So this language change can be significant. So, but the fact that they tied it to George Floyd justice makes you think that
it was contrived from the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why they sent out the pictures they did. You know, instead of saying we don't know, like they did in the San Diego shooting in the 80s, we don't know. And when we find out in about a week, we'll tell you what we think about the motive and so forth. They don't wait anymore. What they did was they sent out pictures that were so inflammatory. They wanted you to walk away thinking that you knew what had happened. And then what they do is they use that emotion for their cause. And so to get everybody riled up. And then what they do is browbeat the jury into, you will come to the conclusion we want, regardless of an autopsy, regardless of anything else in the case, you will do what we want. This is justice by BLM and by the liberal progressives in government, too. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Germany was having trouble. What a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory.
Musical. It's 2020-2021. Biden administration, COVID, you name it. Race war, Pelosi, Maxine. It's the musical. And they're all starring in it. So welcome back to the show. I have Susan Reeve with me. Oh, gosh, that's a funny song. And also, I wanted to mention Balance of Nature. In fact, you were actually talking about Balance of Nature on the break.
Yeah. I happen to drink their fiber drink.
Yeah, the apple.
The apple. Awesome. And I looked at the ingredients, and it has fiber, but it also has omega-6 and omega-3 in the right balance.
Yes.
And that's important because fast food has the omegas in the opposite balance, and that causes inflammation. So to have a drink with it in the right balance between the 3 and the 6.
I'm glad you picked up on that because most people don't.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of thought and a lot of love into this product.
Yes.
As far as being healthy for you with no additives, no chemicals, no anything. It is amazing what they put in just the nutrients.
Right.
In the right balance.
And I felt a boost. Like an hour or two later, I thought, I feel really good.
Yeah.
And that omega-3 and 6 are really important for your brain.
Absolutely. They can improve cognitive response. They can also help you with arthritis, inflammation, diabetes, your blood sugar. I'm telling you, this product is amazing. Balanceofnature.com. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get the product. I wouldn't even hesitate. I would not hesitate. Go and put in the code Kate, though. And when you put in the code Kate, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. It really is. I don't think people, we don't talk about that balance enough. We ought to, because they really did. The ones that designed this, the doctor that designed this, is all about health. I actually would call him a health nut. I don't know if you'd appreciate that, but he is. I mean, these people are so into your health and might make sure that you're getting this tremendously good product. Anyway, balanceofnature.com. Just put in the code Kate and we'll take care of you.
Since we're talking about health, I just wanted to add that on the YouTube channel of Officer Tatum, who's Black, he said to his Black viewers, he said, you know, you're looking for things that are problems out there. He said, but the biggest thing killing the Black community are health issues. He said, if you want to focus on something serious, focus on your own health. And I happened to look up some of the health statistics, and African Americans were 30% more likely to die from heart disease than whites. And here you had George Floyd, and they talked about his enlarged heart, and they talked about his advanced heart disease, and he was not that old. And it says, although they are 40% more likely to have high blood pressure than whites, they are likely then to have their blood pressure under control. So they don't have it under control either. So you have all these issues.
Obesity is rampant.
Obesity is rampant. And where did George Floyd go? Didn't he go into a little deli store to pass this off? You know, you go into one of these little marts that are usually associated with gas stations or whatever, and they are so filled with junk food. It is so hard to find something healthy in there that is not going to cause an inflammatory response in your body, which is the key, blood sugar and the and reducing this inflammatory response. And the sugar industry, over the course of its history, because it's been with us
syrup history
for thousands of years. At the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, it started as a cartel. I mean, it didn't start. It consolidated into a cartel. You had CNH sugar and you had, I think, Dominion sugar. But the slave trade was involved before that. And so if the Black community really understood the devastation being wreaked because they are being targeted in their communities, and we all kind of are. What kids are fed, what are kids eating in the morning? Cereal. What are they having at lunch? Fruit snacks.
Sure. Yeah.
So it is time, he says, to take a look at that and turn the Titanic.
I agree.
Because, and that makes you feel like a warrior. Let me focus on this. I can do this. And since I turned 61 April 1st, I said no more sugar.
Yeah.
And I keep making little exceptions. And I say to myself afterwards, okay, little slip, but I'm staying on course.
Right. Yep. Right. Okay.
So you can do it. Yeah.
Let's talk IBM. Gosh, IBM.
Could
you be more irrelevant than IBM? Because, you know, how are they going to stake a claim in today? It's just kind of interesting to watch the evolution of IBM through the years, but go ahead.
IBM says it has a new COVID passport.
Of course they do.
And that it's your ticket to normal life.
Wow. Thank you, IBM.
To normal life.
Really, thanks.
It says this has been in production. Well, it has to have been for not just this year. This has to have been a long, long term.
It's like the Patriot Act. It was just so developed so long before we ever got to see it.
Yeah.
Rear its ugly head.
It said it's designed to support organizations as they begin to reopen by enabling individuals to present a health status to gain access to public locations, such as sports stadium, airplane, university, and workplaces. It's based on blockchain technology. Uh-huh. You can carry it around on your smartphone. It just gets easier and easier. And it just...
I love it. I love that they've made it so simple to use. I can't wait till they just implant it in my forehead and then I can just walk around and not even have to worry about it ever again.
They say it will allow businesses and governments to ask for this information in an effort to minimize public health risks. So in a sense, it's a sales thing for them to be able to say to governments, people will willingly do this because we can assure them it's private because it's on blockchain. So then governments and businesses are going to say, well, then what's the big deal? We should be asking for it. So IBM has inserted themselves, like many people, I'm sure, coming up with these vaccine passports. Mm-hmm. But I find it ironic that they also inserted themselves into World War II and the concentration camps, where they helped make the trains run on time. And if you ever hear this saying...
So helpful, IBM.
If you ever hear this saying about Hitler, well, at least he made the trains run on time. No, that was IBM helping. And I said, where there's oppression, there's IBM.
You should be like a jingle specialist. Well, yeah, they should have a new commercial.
Where there's oppression, there's IBM.
It's kind of, yeah.
Please.
IBM. Oppression. You know, we're there. It's astounding. You know, if you would like power, IBM's here to help and make sure that everything goes like clockwork. That's nice.
What a legacy. But they get to discount that past and just move on. And
Of course.
And just like any manufacturer, pharma, food, you have a big disaster, you just move on.
There's IBM.
Yes. You have a big...
I have to laugh because it's that sick. It's sick.
Yeah. Like, we're just here again.
It's kind of like Bear. They're everywhere. Everywhere. Chemicals that can completely, you know, annihilate you and hurt you. There's Bear.
Bear. Bear. Like yeah, Bear Aspen. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And they're proud of it. And they have no shame about the background.
Right.
There's just no shame there.
Right. Develop chemicals to kill people. There's Bear. We don't realize in society how these companies are right there on the forefront to sell you out, humanity, however you want to put it, to gain a buck, to be there to stay in the game because they've been in the game ever since.
It takes us back to the sugar thing. Uh-huh. There is so much research showing how bad sugar is for your health, and yet our stores are filled with it, even our regular grocery stores. Where is the conscience of these companies? They say the consumer wants this.
Yeah.
And so you realize we're just a targeted commodity for them.
I will never forget having an exchange. We had an exchange student from Japan for a few years. And she asked me one day, she goes, you eat sugar with everything? And I went, no. And I'm thinking, no, except for breakfast when you have syrup on the pancakes and orange juice filled with, you know, sugar, added sugar. And then at lunch, you know, you have all of the cookies and the pop.
And the bread.
And the ketchup that has all kinds of sugar in it. Yeah. And then when you get to dinner, you have exactly, you know, we could just keep going. There's sugar with everything we eat. And then other countries are surprised that we eat bread with every meal. And I was like, well, don't you? You know? And she asked in the cutest way, but it was like, wow, ew. I thought it made me kind of rethink the way we were doing it. Cause I thought, yeah, I guess we do eat. Here's your cereal with your chocolate milk. Go off to school, honey.
Yeah.
You know?
And be
Here's
well.
Your Apple Jacks.
And be well. Well, and Dr. Shiva said something that stuck with me. He said, when you eat sugar, it takes out two of your six immune center functions. It like reduces them.
Right.
And I was really impressed by that. Also, another statistic, at the turn of the 1900s, the average person ate 5 pounds of sugar a year. Mm-hmm. It is currently 150 pounds a year on average.
It used to be 5 pounds in the Wayback Machine?
Yes.
And now it's 150
pounds.
Five to 150?
Yes.
Pounds.
In a century and 20 years. 150 pounds. And we wonder why 50% of women get cancer and two-thirds of men.
But
why? It's because of this inflammatory response.
But I had the low-sodium dressing with the fat-free donuts. What's the problem?
Can't imagine.
You know, just stay away from the inside of the grocery store and shop the perimeter a little bit more. That usually helps. If you could shop the perimeter of a grocery store rather than the inside of the grocery, because the inside is just something, you know, where you've got a lot more preservatives, a lot more food. That's, you know.
Well, and when you think from a citizen point of view, it is taking us out of the game.
I know.
So we have to put pressure on our government for lots of things. Our diets are taking us out as warriors.
I so agree. And our immune systems, you know, a lot of people, when I said this on the show, they keep wanting me to repeat this. So I'll repeat it again. This might be a good opportunity. So Dr. Lipton talks about, he's been a physician for over 30 years, and he talks about the fact that you have three immune zones and they're in your throat. And so the tonsils are the one you can see, but there's actually two other sets of tonsils, if you will, in the throat. The reason that babies put things in their mouth, they're not seeing their parents do this, pick something off the floor and put it in their mouth. The reason they instinctively do this is that as things pass through their mouths, it goes through that zone where your tonsils are. And this is your unique immune system working, where your unique immune system says, kick this out, kick this out, kick this out of what you just swallowed. Okay. So let that immune system work inside of you. And this is why those things, like when they say, if you were forced to take a vaccine, take an oral vaccine instead of a shot. Because he said, I'm actually not for vaccines anymore because of the regulations that are taken off and what they're doing to them now. But he said, if you were forced, always take the oral one, because then it has to pass through the immunity zones in your throat. And your body has a chance, at least a chance, of kicking out some of the toxins and some of the bad stuff they're putting in it. If you get a shot, it's like a bomb dropping on a city. Your body doesn't know what to do. It's like a bomb dropping and you don't know where it came from. That's how your body is responding, and your body doesn't quite know what to do with that shot. And so you'll hold on to toxins that you normally would kick out if it went through the throat area. And so I always remember this. I tell young moms this too, just because I wish I would have known that early on, but I didn't. And so I always try to pass on good information coming from these wonderful doctors that are willing to speak out. There's so much of that going on right now, and I am grateful to them for what they're doing.
And why mothers knew to let their kids play in the dirt and put their hands in their mouths.
Yes.
And not worry about that.
I agree. And why and so we don't think about those things that are very innate, and there's a reason for them, and they happen with every child, is because of the fact that you're building that immune system and you don't realize it. And give credit where credit's due. We all have immune systems, and this is why you cannot infect 50 people or even 20 people or even 5 people. Think about a couple of years ago when you had the flu. Could you infect your entire office when you knew you had symptoms but came to work anyway? No. The reason is because their own immune systems all kick in uniquely to them. And so remember that. When somebody says you could infect 50 people, you couldn't possibly infect 50 people if you tried. Their immune systems would kick in always. This is why your spouse didn't get sick. This is why your kids probably didn't get sick when you were deathly sick. It's because their own immune systems kick in. If it was that easy, and see, this year they tried to sell that lie. They tried to tell all of us that we could all infect 100 people wherever we went every day, and even if we didn't know we were sick. It's a bunch of malarkey. It's not true. So I just had to just say that again, because we just don't get that memo, because we're not told this year at all. We're told to forget everything with medical science, and we have to go back, I don't know, at least a century, I guess. We reverted back a century. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, you're my pleasure.
You're awesome. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow. Everybody take care. Have a good night. Go to katedallyradio.com for all the podcasts. Over 2 million on SoundCloud alone. Anyways, see you tomorrow.